Everybody, and welcome to week number 10 here of Coach's Shows. I'm Crinan Prophet here with head coach Steve Saray of the Valley Falls girls team. And here let's talk about our last two games here for the Valley Falls Dragon girls. Here last couple of games, Valley Falls picking up their second win of the season. Big win over McLouth 42-34. Then the fall against Oskaloosa 57-41. What can you tell me about that big time win, getting your second win of the season there against McLouth? Cox had 17 points, 7 steals. Abby Wilson, 10 rebounds. DeLong, 10 points, 5 steals. Lily Brown, 9 rebounds. Heinen had 7 points and 8 rebounds. He just had a great night dominating the paint, but not just that, but also getting a lot of steals and transitional points. So what can you tell me about that big win for you guys?
Yeah, we came out and played with a lot of confidence and kept it up throughout the game, whereas when we've been in games or had opportunities to win games, we will either get a slow start or somewhere in the middle we'll kind of die off. But they played really well at the beginning of the game, and then when it kind of tightened up in the third quarter, we played with a lot of poise. And even though I think it got down to a 3-point game at one point, played with a lot of poise and kept moving the ball. And we had some really Paisley Heinen just played some great defense, and she was all over the court for us. And everybody else, we had some good efforts scoring wise and just moving the ball, so we got a lot of good easy opportunities early on.
And then talking about that game against Oskaloosa, where Cox had 16 points, DeLong had 18, and then Abby Wilson, she had a nice 8 rebound game as well.
Right. Abby's been doing a great job inside. We're still trying to get her to be a little more, think a little bit more about scoring. We've really been getting on her about it, and she's looking there for most of the season. She just hasn't really been aggressive towards the goal. She's real good at getting the ball and kicking it back out to one of our scorers, but we're trying to get her a little more active because she gets her hands on a lot of balls. But she played really good inside. And this was kind of what I alluded to earlier. We had one of those games where the first quarter we just didn't play very well. And we were down we were down about 15 points at halftime. But going in, just the way we played the second quarter, I told them all, I said, you know, we got a chance. We're not out of this by any stretch of the imagination, and we can play with these guys. And in the second half, I think they believed that, and we came out and I think it was a 2-point differential in the second half as opposed to a 16-point differential in the first half. But if we'd have played to our capability in the first half, it might have been a squeaker. So we still had a few teams that we've played pretty tough, even though the record doesn't show it. So we're still going to play hard and looking forward to the last couple games here.
So yesterday was supposed to be Perry LeCompton, that game getting moved up to next Monday, so it won't count for anything sub-state wise. But here you'll have one more game that will be counted towards it. Jackson Heights here, an NEKL opponent on Friday. You haven't had a chance to take them on this season. What can you tell me about Jackson Heights on this Friday?
From what I've seen and heard, they're pretty similar to a couple of teams that we played close, I think they beat McLeod, on Friday by 6 points. So we feel like it's a team that we could beat and we're really pushing to do that. It's not, I mean, you know, we've tried to have goals all along. We wanted to make sure we won our first game, which we did that on the road, and then we kept pushing to get one at home, and we've done that. So now we're wanting to beat somebody other that's not named McLouth, and we want to get another win in there. Plus, it'll be the difference between us playing a top seed versus a two seed potentially too. And you always want to, no matter what your record is, you always want to play the season out as strong as you can and look for whatever opportunities you can get.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all your time that you've spent with us today talking here. Again, this Valley Falls Locker Room Chat brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. Coach, we'll talk one final time next week, and good luck this Friday against Jackson Heights.
Sounds good. Thank you.